just look at this. It was ended up being really a pitcher's duel. Both teams fielding had one bad inning. Unfortunately, Scott City had the bad inning in the first inning. But after that first inning, you guys were pretty dominant.
Yeah, yeah. Right after that, you know, I think, man, if you just split those up a little bit, you know, I think we're okay. You know, get them all, you know, we had them all in one inning and shoot, if you take one per inning, we're probably okay. Yeah. And, you know, sitting pretty tight at the end of that game. So, but yeah, you know, the guys, they handled it the way they had to, you know, absolutely came out right after that and, you know, did everything they could to give themselves and give the, you know, the Beavers a chance to win tonight, following that. And, you know, it took us a little while to get on the board. We had some other innings too, where, you know, we could just kind of feel that, you know, that rally coming. And, you know, we just needed two of those little rallies, and we only got one of them. And boys played hard. They stuck together. They did everything we asked them to do.
You know, and it just felt like you guys did settle down. And JP, I thought he probably had, you know, you take out that first inning, he probably had one of his better outings of the year.
Yeah, yeah, he did. He was really had him fooled there quite a bit. He was overpowering him at times, and you know, I haven't looked at the numbers. He probably had just probably three walks, probably maybe that one kid he hit, and you know, and what was that?
One walk there.
One walk. Yeah. One hit. One yeah. So, yeah. So yeah. Pretty impressive day for him. You know, just give him two free bases. So the. Actually, he didn't hit that guy. We thought it hit him. That's what I'm thinking of. But, yeah.
No, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, great day by JP, and, you know, just came up a little bit short at the plate.
I thought your guys' hitting was all right, just unfortunate it went right to the opponent there. You did have some good hits there, and, boy, that top of the first, Harris was so close to making it a 2-0 game.
Yeah, I thought it was gone off the bat. Left fielder made a heck of a play out there chasing that thing down. You know, even if that thing falls, you know, we probably got one on the board there. But I really did. I thought he had it. It was kind of reminiscent last year, you know, against Houghton and in regionals. And sounded good off the bat and a great swing. And, you know, we had some good plate appearances today. And, you know, Linton pitched a heck of a game against us. And we got to him just a little too late.
Well, I know you hate to see a season come to an end. You guys had some high expectations, but you reflect back. I think you'll look at 16-5 and think that's a pretty outstanding season, and it was an outstanding season. You think of your seniors that have been through it; they've been with you for day one. And I thought you look at all your seniors that you had out here today; they all made up for that COVID year 2020. They put in, I want to say, they put in 4 years worth of quality play for you in 3 years.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there was probably, you know, a couple of them that probably would have contributed, you know, to our varsity team, you know, as freshmen, and didn't get that opportunity, and then coming in their sophomore year, you know, lacked that experience, you know, but had the talent. And, you know, Reales had, you know, he had an injury in there, and you know, and Roberts was coming along, you know, his sophomore year, and then, but, you know, last year, you know, all those guys were, you know, big players, all four of them for the last 2 years, for sure. I started everyday players, you know, and you know, those guys meant a lot to our program. And you know, in the 3 years, you know, that they've been in the high school, we've won quite a few games.
Yes.
And yeah, I do agree. You know, 16-5 is a season to be really proud of. You know, it might not be in, you know, in their minds right now, but yeah, I told them, you know, it might be tomorrow, it might be on the bus ride home when you think of it, but it's a really great season. And we had some, you know, some really good performances as a team, you know, some individual performances along the way, and some great pitching and really good hitting throughout the entire year. It's a lot of fun coaching them, and I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Great group of kids for sure. Thanks as always for everything, Coach, this year. Your team is fun to be around, even though some of them may call me by the wrong name. But no, I tell you, that's fun. They're just a good group of kids, and I've been called many different things before, some worse. But no, I tell you, you have a good group of kids, and they've really, and you've also continued to build a foundation with your future as well. But those seniors were pretty good leaders for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a lot of kids out for baseball this year, and you know, that was one of our emphasis, you know, when we started this a long time ago, was, you know, hey, it'd be nice to play a JV game. And, you know, we had the most JV games we've played in probably 20 years or so. I don't have the numbers on it, but you know, those kids, you know, as well, put in the work every day, and you know, over the last several months, and we got Beaver baseball's got a lot to look forward to next season as well.
Thanks again for everything, again, Coach, and I guess we'll see you around town.
All right, thanks, Adam.